There you go! Left field! We got a tie ball game! Julio! Oh, baby, what a moment! Tie ball game at 7-7!
Swing! On its way! Left center field! Suarez tags it deep by the wall! Walk it off! Eugenio!
Welcome to the Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Powers. This is a Seattle Mariners pod. Not a lot to talk about, as usual, for the Mariners, as they are not doing too hot. Today, though, the Mariners take on the Rangers, or they did take on the Rangers, I should say. 6:40 game, just came off an off day and a 10-game road trip where they went 3-7 and lost every series, all against below 500 teams. Mariners going into this game were 83-69, Rangers 65-87. They were also 3-7 going into this game in their last 10. Mariners currently going into the game, holding the third wildcard position, and Robbie Ray taking the mound for the Mariners against Tinoco for the Rangers, who didn't go very long, only about two or three innings. Anyways, the lineup for the Mariners going into the game, JP, then Ty France, who remained playing third base, Mitch Haniger, then Gino, who's back from the 10-day IL. Taylor Trammell was optioned the AAA to put him on the active roster once again. However, Gino is going to be DHing just because they don't want him to hurt his finger. It's still healing a little. You know, just see how things go with a batting. And then Raleigh, in the fifth position. Carlos Santana, sixth, but he is playing first base. Kelnick, then Dylan Moore, then Adam Frazier. So scoreless through the first inning. Then top of the second, Josh Jung hits a solo home run for the Rangers, his fourth of the year, to left field off a full count from Robbie Ray and one out in the inning. That would give Rangers an early 1-0 lead. And then, you know, I saw something saying the Mariners were displeased with the umpire Adam Beck's strike zone tonight. He was a AAA call-up. He's not a full-time major league ump. So if that gives any insight or questions while you're watching the game, that's a reason. Just thought I'd point that out. And so scoreless all the way again until the top of the sixth, where Josh Jung for the Rangers, he's the rookie first baseman, has an RBI single on a line drive to right field to make it 2-0 Texas with runners were on the corners. It would then be runners on the corners again. Scott Servais came out to the mound, gave him Robbie Ray a visit, said, "Are you doing okay?" He said, "Yeah, I'll get out of the inning." And then Robbie Ray walked the next guy to load the bases. He went 5.2 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, however, and gave up a home run to Jung. So that would be 2-0 Texas. And then, you know, Mariners are hanging on thin ice. They're still scoreless through 7 innings. And then we go to the top of the 8th. Runners on first and second. Matt Boyd put them on. And then Diego Castillo comes in and leaves a slider right down the middle for, you guessed it, Josh Jung. He hits a 3-run bomb to left center field. Makes it 5-0 Texas. Josh Jung did absolutely everything for the Rangers tonight. And the Mariners couldn't do anything, even with both walks by Carlos and Jared Kelnick in the bottom of the ninth, putting two on. For some reason, we let Toro come in and pinch hit for Dylan Moore. He flew out. And then Adam Frazier came in, and he also flies out. So Mariners go scoreless against Texas. And it's not looking good for the Mariners. If I'm going to be honest, guys, I'm a little worried. And why shouldn't you be? The Mariners, however, have a 100% chance of making the playoffs based off stats, whatever, fan graphs. They 100% are a lock now, is what they're saying. But they would have to do absolutely terrible still. I mean, lose every single game and Baltimore win every single game for them to drop out of the playoffs. But I don't see it happening. But, man, they're on thin ice with us fans. They're scaring me, and they should. Anybody should be scared. They're testing it. Their magic number is down to 5. They need to win 5 games. No matter, like, that's their magic number. Now, if Baltimore loses, it drops. But still, we can't win a game. We've won 3 games over the last 11 games. Ridiculous. Texas won 5-0. They need to go 9-0 now to tie last year's record of 92-70. They're already at 70 losses. They had a great chance to tie that record about 2 weeks ago. But the road trip killed them. Absolutely killed them. They have no shot. They're not going 9-0. I would be very, very surprised if they do. Anyways, after tonight and the loss, they're still in the third wild card. They're a half game back on Tampa Bay, three games back on Toronto for the first wild card spot. Starting to become a little bit more out of reach for them. And then they're three and a half games back on Baltimore, three and a half games up on Baltimore. So they still have a good cushion. So nothing to worry about yet. And Baltimore lost again tonight against Boston. So things are looking not too terrible, even with all these losses. Scott Service said, the team needs to have fun again. We need to play ball more. Just focus on ourselves, not other teams, is what Robbie Ray said. He wishes there wasn't a scoreboard in the outfield, but come on. Like, I don't know what they're playing for right now, but you know what? Like, if I'm being honest, third wild card spot's the golden spot. You play the Guardians, and then if you win that, you play the Yankees. It's better than playing the Astros or Toronto or Tampa Bay, in my opinion. But could be dead wrong. We could get easily swept in the wild card spot if we put, I mean, who knows with the playoffs, especially if they're losing the amount of games to these bad teams now. I have no confidence. None. And as nobody should. They give us no right to believe in them. Anyways, Mariners go to 83-70. Tomorrow they play the Rangers once again at home. 6:40 p.m. game. George Kirby takes the mound. He's 7-4 on the year with a 3.3 ERA. This is the downside. They play Perez of the Rangers tomorrow, their best starting pitcher throughout the year. No doubt. He's 12-6 with a 2.9 ERA. He's a scary pitcher. Something the Mariners are going to have to worry about. And based on the way we're playing, I would not expect to win tomorrow either. So let's see how things go. It was a quick podcast today. I know Mariners are going to have to find an offensive something. Just swing the bat and make contact and swing at good pitches and don't swing at bad pitches. I mean, simple stuff. I know it sounds like I could go hit a ball and I couldn't, but you know what? These guys are MLB guys. They should be able to hit the ball. So, you know, we need Julio back apparently because we don't know how to play without Julio. Like, I don't know. Starting to get very scary for everybody. And I have no faith right now in them playing in a playoff game. We would lose a game right now if we were in the playoffs because we have no offense. Our pitchers go about 5-6 innings and they do great or somewhat good, give up at least less 3-4 runs. And then maybe a reliever comes in late in the game, gives up a run. But our offense, you know, I mean, it doesn't even matter if we ain't even scoring a run. And like, what a letdown. And on top of that, you just gave up a 9-run lead to Kansas City. No faith. Prove to me, Mariners, that you guys know how to win games against bad teams because it's becoming sad, very sad. And that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening to the Swing Pod. I'll be back tomorrow sometime after the game. Thanks for listening.